This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens on 97.2.
M2.
At the top we have Churchill M1, followed by Peterhouse 1, Robinson 1, Selwyn 1, Downing 2, Maggie 2, Fat 2, Keys 2, Edmunds 1. We can expect some real action there. That's where we got given the technical rovers yesterday. Chasing them we have Jesus 2, Sydney Sussex 1, Christ 2, Pembroke 2, Queens 2, Wolfson 1, Corpus 1, Hughes Hall 1, and the sandwich boat for today is Darwin 1. I can now see the crews have just pushed off into the middle of the rope. We've got about 5 seconds before we go again. And that there is the cannon. Churchill lead off. They've started on the draws. Here they come up now. Seems to be going very well. Blades in very together. They look very strong. Peterhouse. I've steamed them close slightly by about a quarter of a length. They seem to have got off to a very good start. Behind them, Robinson M1, they're about on second. Selwyn M1. And Churchill appears to be going wide around first post. Hopefully Peterhouse would have capitalised on that. Behind Selwyn is Downing 2 again. They're out on station. Further downstream, we've got Maggie and first and third. Again, about on station, but first and third are coming under a lot of pressure from Keys at the minute. They have closed that gap by a lot. Teddy's, we expect some action there. They don't seem to have moved up on Keys yet. Ben, what can you see at Grassy?
Well, Churchill have just rounded that corner around the gut. They're now coming into Grassy itself. They're pursued by Peterhouse about a boat length, although, again, a bit too far away for me to call the exact length there. Churchill rowing quite nicely. Maybe real men do wear pink, it seems. Peterhouse M1 rowing, again, strongly. Quite short length, it seems, but very even hand tights. Very nice. You can tell we're in the higher positions now. Churchill have just absolutely mullered a swan. The swan not particularly happy, but it's about to get it in the neck once more as Peterhouse, clearing there the swan. It's down to about a boat length as Peterhouse chase Churchill. They're well ahead. We've just had a bump confirmed now. Robinson have been bumped by Selwyn, who are clearing. Nice clearing here. None of this lower division nonsense. Behind there, we've got Downing M2. Downing M2 already looking tired, disappointingly so. Maggie now pulling away. Maggie aren't going to be too troubled because first and third M2 are already overlapping with Keys. And there's the concession. First and third M2 bumped by Keys M2. Adam, what can you see?
I've got one confirmed
Adam Dougal.
So far. Pembroke M2 have just been bumped by Queens M2. They are celebrating a lot. Luckily, they have already cleared the river. One bump to watch out for. You should be able to see a good view of that bend. That's Sydney Sussex behind is in front of Christ M2. Can you see what's happening there, Ben?
Well, Sydney Sussex, so they will be behind Jesus. Yep, that bump looks imminent. There's overlap. Yep, it's happened. Just as you called it, Sydney Sussex M1 bumped by Christ M2. Jesus M2 powering round. The Swans are going to get it again. Emily, what can you see?
So Peterhouse has just got overlap on Churchill coming round Ditton, and it looks like a bump is inevitable. I'm just trying to follow them round the corner. They are overlapped. Oh, yes, and Churchill have conceded. So Peterhouse bump up on Churchill. Now we've got Downing and Maggie coming into Ditton corner. They're about on station. Downing not looking too troubled by Maggie at the moment. And that's pretty much all I can see here. Ben, what's going on at Grassy?
Well, I've got Wolfson M1 on the approach. Behind them, I can see Darwin's Blades, which means then that Corpus Christi M1 must have been bumped by Hughes Hall M1. Wolfson then looks set for a rowover, unless Darwin fancy themselves for an overbump. But again, about 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 lengths. Again, a bit far for me to call. No, not an overbump likely. But Emily, can you see anyone? Perhaps you could see St Edmunds and Jesus coming round Ditton Corner.
Yep, St Edmunds are just rowing round Ditton, looking very strong, actually. They've got a couple of blues in their boat this year. And then we've got Jesus, maybe 4 or 5 lengths behind them, looking a bit ragged by now, it has to be said. But they've not really got anybody travelling them behind, so they are looking like they're going to row over. Adam, what can you see on the long reach?
Well, up at the top of the vision, we're finally seeing Downing and Maggie go in. Maggie here pushed up and Downing slightly here. I don't think they're going to do it before the railway bridge. Downing, they may have looked tired earlier in the race, but they seem to have got their rhythm together, and Maggie are really struggling against the headwind. So we'll see when that comes up towards the railway bridge. But for now, I suggest Downing are going to keep them off. Going behind them, we've got St Edmunds, we've got at least 4 or 5 boat lengths between them and Maggie and the boat behind them. So a bit of space, but we'll keep an eye on the Downing-Maggie battle for now. Back to you at Ditton, Emily.
I have just seen Darwin, I'm just passing. Looking fairly tired, but also not being chased by anyone, so not too troubled. A row over for Darwin, I think, looks likely. That's all I can see here now. Any more developments on the long reach?
Well, let's go over to Hannah, who may have more on that Downing Lady Maggie battle off of the railway bridge.
Yes, I'm here just by the railway bridge, and there is a significant overlap now between the two boats, and Downing have conceded. So I can confirm that is a bump by Maggie on Downing, just in front of the railway bridge. So we've got celebrations down here by LMBC and dejected faces on the Downing rowers. And now, just as they pull to the side, we have St Edmunds' crew now pulling through, and a very long way behind, we seem to have Jesus. So just the bump by LMBC and Downing to confirm here at the railway bridge. Anything more further down the river?
And Darwin don't really look like they're that keen to try and get the over bump up into the division. They're trying hard. They're not going to get it before the railway bridge. So I think that's all the bumps that we're going to see in this division today.
May bumps.
Cam FM.
Results.
The results of the M2 division were basically as we called it. We had Peterhouse M1 bumping up on Churchill M1. Selwyn M1 bumped Robinson M1. Lady Margaret M2 bumped Downing M2. That was the late bump we saw. Keys M2 bumped the third M2. We had St Edmunds and Jesus. That was Jesus M2, St Edmunds M1, both rowing over. Christ M2 bumped Sydney Sussex M1. Queens M2 bumped Pembroke M2. Wolfson M1 rowed over. Hughes called up M1 bumped Corpus Christi M1. And finally, Darwin, the sandwich boat, rowed over.
May bumps.
Cam FM.